We are in Simon Sadi Beis. We're up to Sif Vav. Ha'ome b'tefila, a person is in the middle of davening, v'nizkar, then he remembers, shenoga b'mokum matuna. Before he started davening, he touched a place that was unclean. So in that case, it's in Milshmon Esrei, dai b'nikayin ofer, o b'tzoros, o mechakech yodav b'kosel. In this case, it'd be sufficient just to clean his hands in the dirt, or with the pebbles, or to wipe them along the wall. That's all he can do, since he's in Milshmon Esrei, he doesn't have too many options available. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin, Ha'ome b'tefila, aval im ome b'kriyashma. Let's say, no, you're not holding by davening Shmona Esrei, but earlier, you're davening by Kriyashma, or Pesukah de Zimros. In that case, and you remember that you touched something, Tzarech Leilech Lito Yoda, you have to go and wash your hands. Chav Zayin, he's davening and remembers, Nizkar Shenoga, Nogat Hach, it's mentioned, Mishum, de Lechatchila, Osaliga, b'tefila, Gufa, you can't, you're supposed to touch your body while you're davening. Avahu Hadin, Inoga, b'tefila, Gufa. This same thing would happen if you actually did touch your body during the Shmona Esrei. In the Dirshu 31, it says, Ve'im Noga be'na'olav be'yom kippur. If you touched your shoes on Yom Kippur, so kosel l'kamen in tough race, you dalid, what do you do? Shi'ito rak es ha'mokam shenoga b'na'av. You just touch, don't wash the whole hands, you touch that section which became dirty through the hand, through the shoes. Well, the inyan tishba'av kosel, tough kuf nun gimel, shelo yoga b'na'olav, right? You shouldn't do this. Kevin sha'az yet sarach litol es yoda, you have to wash your hands. Velo kosa shito rak b'mokum shenoga. And there it doesn't say you just wash the place to touch, you wash the whole hands. Shenoga b'mokoyim is ha'mechusim shebegufo b'yom kippur. And if you touch part of your body, which we'll see in the next halacha, what they're normally covered, the armpit or a place that's sweaty, anything like that. So kosel l'kamon shafilu l'noga begufo el rak be'etzba achas yitol es kol yodo. Right? And even only touch a little bit, you wash the whole hand, ad kishri etzba osav, up until your knuckles. Okay. That was Chav Ches. We go back now into the Sif Zayin on the Mechaber. Mokum Metunov. What does that mean? We said if you touch it, we haven't defined it yet. So now here we go. Hayne Mekomot Shemachusin Ba'odam. They're normally covered with the feet. Sheyesh Behem Milume Zeya. They're very sweaty places like that. Vechein and similarly, Im Hikeich Rosho Harosh. If you would scratch your, not just touch your hair, you like scratch your head, that would also require Natila. Hagah adds on the Ramal, Lechein, therefore, Osliga, B'Makoymas Elu, B'Shasha, Oimdi, Mitfila. Therefore, you're not allowed to touch any one of these places when you are davening. Osik, B'Torah, when you're learning. Vechein, B'Tsoas, Ozen, V'Af, the mucus that's inside of the nose or the earwax, stuff like that. Ki'im, Ayide, Beg, unless you have like a tissue or something like that. You're not touching it directly. You could touch it indirectly, having something that's, separating between your fingers and your nose, your ear, etc. Okay, chavtes in the Mishnah Berurah. Oseik b'Torah, you're sitting, you're learning. B'di'evid, technically speaking, dai b'nikayim ba'alma. It would be sufficient if you just necessarily, wiped your hands like we talked about with on the pebbles or on a wall or something like that. L'tor l'barachos, afal pi, sheyesh bo maim, even though you would have the option of going to get water. An El Sof Simin Dalid Mishnah Berurah. The Dirshu tells us what it says over there. If you look in 32, Sham, over there in Sif Simin Dalid, it says, Sif Kod Nchasamach Aleph, Mash Mishagam Lechatchil Ledaim Nikoyim Ba'alma Kedei Levarech Lumod. Just by wiping your hand, that's sufficient to make brachos and to learn. Rakli Lehasir Ruach Ra Tzorech Maim. But in order to remove the Ruach Ra that comes on a person, then that you should be done with Netilas Yadayim. It's done b'sirugin, washing one hand and the next, not consecutively, like before washing for bread. Ulam hoisif b'shem hashar etshuva shebezohar mevor shetzorech davka lito yodov b'mayim. Or the Zohar says you have to wash with water. B'chem yisayim sheroi lachmir k'sheyesh l'mayim. So if you have a sink outside in the lobby, one should go wash their hands. Let's say you got dirty from the grease or something like that that's on the food that you're having. So kosher sharitzian shitzarech lekanchan b'koyim shemivarech. You have to kinuach. You have to wipe them off this grease, this schmaltz beforehand. V'shon halachas with klein zatzal kosher mishne burua mash mishadin zehu davka beistinis. That's limited to a case a person is very finicky. Ach sharitzian mash mishavi leeni istinis sayim b'mish. So maybe even a person who's not such a finicky person still should wash their hands if they touch something that is greasy. That was Dirshu 32, back in the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Ve'im noga betit berefesh. If you would touch like tar, or something like that, so efshar da'afi lechadchila sharikach, right? Even lechadchila, it would be enough just to wipe it clean. You don't have to wash with water. Aval le'el besof simen, dalet kosla prima godem, ditzorech linakos mitachila, after divrei Torah, the one should wash. So too, one should be lechadchila if they're with this type of tar, okay, pitch, something like that. Says the Dirshu on 33. Uvatama davar yesh levar. So what's the reason behind this? Prima godem kosev shebenoga betit v'refesh yitachin she'ein sarach lenachos klal. According to prima godem, you don't have to wash at all. Le'el simen dalid. Zahav kosev prima godem tzarech nikayon. Clean yourself. Ach lo tzarech mayim. It doesn't have to be done with water. You could wipe it on a wall or something like that, on a tree or something like that. V'chein mashme b'mishnabura le'el. One should be strict lechatchila on this. 34 brings v'chein betit, so too with the tar, mevur la'el, lekaman, sheish lehachmi lechatchila. One should be, you know, lechatchila, clean himself with water, v'adayl nikon brak, es malkam halichluch. But technically speaking, by the letter of the law, one just has to clean away the part that got filthy. In Mishnah Berurah Lamed, he says ozen v'ha'af, right? You have this mucus that's inside your ears, that's inside of your nose. Hagra makel v'zeh. So the Vilna Gaon is lenient in regard to these the halachas. V'chein kosev b'shar tshuva b'shem mor uktzia. He brings also that to be lenient on this. 35. Dirshu says she'ef shalahake b'tzoas ha'af. One could be lenient in a case of the tsoa, it doesn't mean the excrement here, it just means the schmutz, the dirt that's inside of your nose. Af betsoas ha'ozen, but into the earwax and stuff like that, whatever's in there, cause of mor ketzia, shetzarchan teal, that he's more strict. He explains why. Shalo gora minigias b'shar makomus ha'machusim. That's no worse than any other place that's normally covered. So somehow your ear is, I guess we consider it to be more covered than inside the nose, okay? Ach, ha'choytem eina begeder makomus ha'machusim. But the nose is not necessarily within the category of places that are normally covered. Achim bir hagro lo chilek b'neim. And the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary in Shulchan Aruch, Bir Hagra does not make a chilek any distinctions between the two of them. Brings from Steinman Zatzal, Omer b'shem achazon ish shegam lahagra ein sarach nitilas yadayim. You don't have to do nitilas yadayim. Hainu davke im nogu b'mashi yotza hachutza. That's if something came out. Aval im machnis yada letocha ozen oha'af. But if you would insert your finger into your ear or into your nose, tina kinogu l'komas mechusim, then would be like the status of touching something that that is normally covered, and therefore it's sarach nitilas yadayim. One would be required to wash. I think we've mentioned in previous occasions that the Chazon Ish was machmir in his yeshiva that the boys not wear shorts and not wear short sleeves because they would have this level of kedusha and tahara when learning not to touch any places. You know, if you think about it, you very easily could scratch yourself or whatever it is. And therefore, then he wanted in his yeshiva. And I think it's in any yeshiva he would give his Haskama to that. That had to be a policy, if I remember correctly. I heard this b'shem Moshe Wolfson Shlita from Torah Vadas. Okay, we will conclude. That was Vav and Zayin, a little bit shorter shir for today.